Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking. Recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.
And finally tonight, as we approach 7 o'clock, markets and company news, and our commentator is Makwe Maselela from Makwe Fund Managers. Makwe, good evening to you, and let's start with a broad overview. Financials leading a stronger market today, and most notably Capitec, Standard Bank, and even First Rand up by around 1.5-2%.
Yeah, and that helped our markets, you know, to reach the all-time highs. Yes, we've seen on Friday as well, we did reach new highs at the back of resources, but today it's mainly financials. And I think just like our global peers, but the most important thing for me is that we hope complacency doesn't kick in. And I guess it's not surprising, given where the rent is trading. We know that a bit of a firmer rent tends to be positive as well for our financials. So when one can say this was expected, but attention now is turning on those Putin and Trump's meeting scheduled for Friday, and with hopes that geopolitical tensions will be de-escalated. But hey, you know, we might realize a situation where gains are starting to be erased because the outlook might be dimmed when it comes to those particular talks.
Makwe, resources down about just under 2.5% today. Harmony down by 3.4%. I see Sibanye is also down by about 3%. Is that just a little bit of profit taking, or is there more to it?
Both, you know, profit-taking and commodity prices, which today are down. I mean, gold is down over 2%, your silver down over 1% as we're talking, your coppers of this world, platinum down over 1.5%, and also profit-taking kicking in. And remember, those resources are the ones who've been doing most of the heavy lifting last week. So it's both of prices falling and people having an excuse to take some of the profits.
And gold's an interesting one because, as you say, losing a bit of ground today, easing geopolitical tensions, which is also suggesting that the market might have a slightly more favorable view on that outcome of the meeting between Trump and Putin in Alaska.
Exactly. And also the expectations that you will get clarity when it comes to the tariffs that needs to be imposed when it comes to gold. Remember, people were having some misinformation, you know, since last week Friday that there might be tariffs on that. And hopefully in the coming few days, there will be some clarity when it comes to that. And expectations are, you know, it might not be a bad one.
So, Makwe, let's focus on a little bit of company news now. And I want to start with Rainbow Chicken. There was a trading statement out today projecting over a threefold rise in full-year profit, which is very encouraging. What's behind this? Are we just eating more chicken?
Yes, to some extent we are. But remember, this was unbundled from RCL Foods in 2024. And as you are saying, they expect over 200%, mainly due to higher sales volumes, eating more chicken, continued improvement when it comes to agricultural and operational performance, and lower commodity input cost that help, and also lower cost, you know, associated with the likes of load shedding. We've seen that we didn't have much of that. And also lower cost associated with avian influenza.
And the company's share price has been impressive since that listing and its decoupling from RCL. I think it's surged around 19% this year.
So far, 19%. And I think that's the whole idea that they've managed to achieve that. That let's unbundle this to be more of a standalone and so that it can just be a pure poultry play. And here this is proving, because at some point it was weighed by the negativity of the greater RCL food group.
Another trading statement out today from Italtile. Just remind us what the company does. And it's talking about a very tough market, a very volatile market, and trading conditions, it says, will remain challenging.
Yeah, this is your Ital manufacturer, suppliers, distributors, you know. I mean, the brands that are well known are your likes of your CTM. And yes, as we're saying, the period was characterized by intense competition, overcapacity, subdued demand, and depressed consumer confidence, and also low spend when it comes to the building and construction sector. But Q2, they did benefit the guys from cash. Remember the two-part pension fund? They did at least manage to get some of that money coming to their shops, and their profits as headline earnings per share expected to go up by 5.2%. And in a market where things are that tough, consumers have the liberty to shop, still trying to get a good value for money, and they still want to chase quality.
But it's a company like this, and it's an interesting, it's almost a barometer of the South African economy, because what it also says, if consumers are spending less, there's less disposable income for things like home improvement.
Definitely. And now this is an environment where we've seen inflation going down, interest rates going down. But hopefully when consumer confidence starts picking up, we'll start seeing people going back to improve their home environments. But the critical thing here will continue to be more activity when it comes to our building and construction sector, because you can only upgrade or renovate your house up until a certain point.
Makwe, there was an important story in the Sunday Times' Business Times yesterday about the SARS Commissioner, Edward Kiswetter, set to step down as the SARS Commissioner early next year. It's 8 months ahead of his contract finishing. Obviously, negotiations, succession planning negotiations are underway, I would imagine, with the President and also with the Finance Minister. How is the market reading an announcement like that, given his importance in the broader macro economy?
I think they were clever to leak it now, that it gave us an ample time not to say that it's happening next week. And remember, this was extended when the president said, you know what, we want to try to maintain, you know, stability. But yes, it kind of disappoints us that 8 months before. But, you know, after that whole issue with the budget, you know, he was very clear that he doesn't mind to disagree with his boss, that this is not how you have to go about by increasing taxes. And it was even clear that his boss was not even too happy with him taking that kind of a stand. So one is not really surprised that he got to a point where maybe he felt that, you know what, I think I've overstayed my welcome. I didn't even have to see my contract finishing through. I might as well give the guy sufficient time and cheers.
And just finally, a raft of economic numbers out this week, and the one that we'll be watching out for, I think, are retail sales figures. You were talking about it earlier, about depressed demand at the moment, but that's going to give us a very good indication of what second quarter GDP performance is going to look like.
Definitely. Remember, our economy is more than 60% driven by consumer demand, and retail sales continue to be a very good indicator when it comes to that. And we've seen in May, they went up by 4.2%, very important number to watch out there. And also mining and manufacturing, May mining was 0.2%, and manufacturing was up 0.5%.
And that's where we're going to leave it. We'll talk again next week. That's Makwe Maselela from Makwe Fund Managers, our market commentator tonight on Hot Business.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking.